Family care was set up under Republican Governor Tommy Thompson in 1998. It serves people with physical and developmental disabilities and the frail elderly. Governor Walker says he capped enrollment last year to give the state time to make changes suggested by a legislative audit. Walker says those changes have now been made, and he dismisses the idea that the Obama administration pressured Wisconsin to remove the enrollment cap.
Remember, this bill doesn't just lift the caps, it opens the door towards expanding it to those other counties. That's not anything that we referenced in terms of interaction with the federal government. So from our standpoint, we met the commitment we made in June. We talked about this with the public and with the press, but we did it in a way that wasn't just about pushing more money into it. We did it in a way that made the program sustainable.
Walker signed the family care bill and two other widely supported measures helping the developmentally disabled while surrounded by dozens of the disabled at a Milwaukee care agency. State Democratic Party spokesman Graham Zielinski watched the bill signing and later called Walker dishonest.
And it's pretty shocking that he's using a community that he's almost ground underfoot in this budget as props as he's seeking recall here. These are folks who he's cut transportation services for. He's tried to slash not just family care, but senior care, Badger care.
Zielinski acknowledges family care is expanding to more counties, but contends the Obama administration deserves the credit. Democrats also hope Republicans running the legislature's Joint Finance Committee help fund the expansion. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.